You'd be well aware that the Tasmanian statewide soccer season got underway last week. We spoke to Matt Bulkley, the CEO of Football Tasmania. And of course, the team from the Northwest Coast that's in both the Men's National Premier League competition and the Women's Super League are from the Devonport City Strikers. The football operations manager from the club joins me now. His name is Rod Andrews. Good morning, Rod.
Hey, Martin. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Nice to catch up with you again. I haven't spoken for a while, but you were president for quite a while, and now you've got a different job these days. And I guess from last week, first up, round one, the Women's Super League team and the Men's National Premier League team both got wins. So a good start to the season.
Yeah, it was a dream start. The men, business as usual from last year, getting over the line with a single goal, and the girls in Hobart were just fantastic.
How big a deal or how important it is for the club to have a team in the Women's Super League, because the Football Tasmania expanded the league and they put out licence applications or expressions of interest towards the end of last year, and Devonport were successful.
Yeah, it's pretty important. It's probably the missing link. A lot of hard work went into our application. I think a lot of people may underestimate how much work went into that. We estimate there was probably the best part of 60 to 70 hours went into putting that together. So to get that over the line and to get that final piece of the puzzle in place at our club was really important to our future and to the future of women's football.
Like just about every sport in the world, you had a COVID-19 impacted season last year. Great that we had a season, and of course the men's team are now, they've won four out of the last five premierships.
Yeah, look, we were lucky, I guess you could say. There were different points last season where we didn't think we'd have a season at all, so to have a two-round season was an absolute bonus for us. And I think we got over the line, and there were certainly, and there continues to be a couple of teams biting at our heels. And every year, they take steps to get better, so it becomes more of a challenge. So two-round season was just enough for us, I think.
When you talk about a two-round season, it's not 2 weeks. It's you play every team twice. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so this year it's a three-round season. That's a normal season, if you like, in inverted commas. But last year, because of COVID, it was cut short. And look, we were starting to get a couple of injuries, and the season was getting on. So I think the end of the year came about the right time. Although the last result that we got against Glenorchy Knights really brought home. It was a really strong result away from home. Really brought home where we were at, and I just continue to be amazed by the drive and the will to win that we have in our squad. It's brilliant.
Let's just look back at last week now, where the Women's Soccer League, Women's Super League, I should say, team win. You mentioned how important that was. You've also got a Division 2 side playing in the Northern Women's competition, but unfortunately they had to forfeit last week.
Yeah, we ran out of time. I think it's a Tasmanian thing, I don't know what it is. I think it's, I've never put on a rock concert, I've often said here, people generally leave things for the last minute, so you don't know until the last day whether you're going to have a full house or otherwise. Registrations are a bit slow for a Northern Championship women's team for a range of reasons, and giving Launceston City the courtesy of giving them time to prepare for us not being able to put a side together, and as opposed to telling them at the last minute, we opted to do the right thing by them. As it turned out on Thursday night, I think we could have fielded a team and then some. But underway now this weekend. We've got more than enough players to field an Northern Championship side, and we've got upwards of 55 female players registered at the club, so we're in a good place now.
Terrific. And today's a big day, of course, at Valley Road, because it's the first home game for the season, and you've got, I think, all four sides playing at home today.
Yeah, how exciting. And that's something that we really pride ourselves on, is our home days, and getting the club together. It's part of our culture. We get all our families, players, parents, supporters all together. Makes for a long day and a big day. There was talk of trying to add another game to our game day schedule, and I think that would have meant we'd all have to go and have a sleep at about 12 o'clock and get back into it. But, it's going to be a big day today. We're really looking forward to getting things underway.
Okay, so you'll have both Northern Premier League teams, men and women, and also State League. So what's the format for today, or the timetable for today?
Yeah, so our A-teams and our Northern Championship women both kick off at 10 o'clock. Under A-teams are pretty happy. They get to play on the main ground. Northern Championship women on the synthetic ground. followed by our Women's Super League at 12 o'clock out on the main ground. That's going to be a great clash. Launceston United also had a great win last week, and great to see another Northern club involved in the Women's Super League. And, yeah, hopefully we can get over the line against them. Followed at 2 o'clock by, of course, the main game, and that's the NPL men. And 4:30, we've got our under-16s out the back on the synthetic ground and our Northern Championship men.
Wow. At that point in time as well. You're right, it's going to be a big day. It's going to be a massive day.
Yeah, I'll be on the couch asleep at about 8 o'clock.
I reckon you might be as well. Personnel-wise, as we know, Chris Gallo was brought back to the team last year as the coach after the previous one. Had to leave, and you know, I know you've done a bit of recruiting in the off-season for the men's Premier League team, so personnel-wise on the pitch, on the field itself, you'd be fairly happy with what you've got?
Well, we have. I mean, player retention was key. I think Chris said it, you know, it was a really important point he made the other night. You know, because of the abridged season that we had last year and the fact that it went so late, I mean, this is more about just getting on with what we put in place last year. Mm. So we've pretty well retained all of our squad from last year, which is a great start. And importantly, we've had, you know, three or four of our young guys have come through and really come of age, and they've added so much value to the squad, which is exciting. Picked up Nick Lanow Atkinson from Launceston. He's been away in the UK, so he's sort of like an import. And, you know, we've got a guy from New Zealand who will sit be on the bench today, but he may make his debut as well, which will be exciting to see how he goes on.
Yep. And as you mentioned, you've obviously recruited quite well on the women's side of things as well. I think there's plenty of reasons to be optimistic for a season 2021 for the Devonport Strikers. But, Rod, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck to all the teams playing today.
Cheers, Martin. Pleasure.